All right, every Sunday we play a segment with the late Bill King. And I worked with Bill for so many years when I first started in the business. And Bill was always someone who validated me. He loved listening to my interviews. I loved talking with him. He just was the perfect wordsmith and a great mentor for me. So he got the Fort C. Frick Award this year, which goes for excellence in broadcasting at the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. I was there. Kathleen Lowenthal, his stepdaughter, made a beautiful, beautiful speech. Hank Greenwald was there. Ken Korak was there. A very special time for me. So each Sunday we've gotten to play a little segment of Bill and I, and it's brought to us by Nation's Giant Hamburgers and Volvo Cars of Walnut Creek. And you know how much I've talked about Volvo Cars Walnut Creek? Well, Nation's is the same thing. Great longtime sponsors of mine. The pies at Nation's, absolutely the best. The breakfast as well. And I'm getting hungry. So this is my conversation with the late Bill King.
You know, the interesting thing this year, I have heard very little discussion, pro or con, of, quote, is the ball juiced, unquote, as opposed to, say, in 1987 when there was a huge outburst of offense and of power hitting, not on a level as today, but that was also an expansion year, and people were saying expansion pitching, they've juiced up the baseball. Oddly, this year you hear some reference to expansion pitching, but very seldom any reference to whether the ball is lively or not.
You know, I think in 93 they started, and now people just kind of take it for granted, and all of a sudden you just accept the fact that people are going to knock the ball out of the park. I call it like baking a cake. It's the juice ball, it's the small ballparks, it's the watered down pitching, strong batters, and you put it all together and you get 65 home runs.
And you know, up until the last few years, you could look back at the late 20s and the first half of the 1930s with some of those very lofty home run totals and RBI totals, offensive totals. And looking back, history tells us that apparently there was a conscious effort to make the ball more lively in 1930, for example. And perhaps this is a comparable period. And also in those days, there were some big ballparks like the vastness of Yankee Stadium. But don't forget, there were places like Baker Bowl in Philadelphia, which was a bandbox ballpark if there ever was one. And some of the great numbers that came out of some of the National League hitters in those years at least had some debt to Baker Bowl.
Another change I saw this year was a change in managing style. And I thought of Joe Torre, I thought of Mike Hargrove, I thought of Johnny Oates. You know, you think of Jimmy Williams, even Jerry Manuel, Art Howe, Bruce Bochy, Bobby Cox to some degree, Dusty Baker. It's no longer the Billy Martin type or the Lou Piniella type from that school of managing. It's a little different now.
No, I would agree with that. Matter of fact, Dusty Baker may be one of the more animated managers now. I think they're... They are more self-contained, at least on the outside, and I think all of them you mentioned burn deeply on the inside with competitive fire, but it doesn't necessarily manifest itself on the outside. And I think players today probably respond better for the most part. There might be an isolated situation here and there when a manager doesn't overreact one way or the other. And in fact, I thought early this year Jerry Manuel overreacted a few times in the dugout with his display of disappointment when something didn't go well. Because I think players observe that, and they don't like to see a manager who might be a little erratic in the temperamental spectrum.
Yeah. Well, a pleasure to be with you, a pleasure to have this season with you. I really mean it, and I always learn from you, and you are the best. Bill King, thanks so much.
Marty, thank you very much, and I congratulations on this show. And also, you talk about learning. You come out here with some of these daily This Day in Baseball features and events, and suddenly you brighten my day because it brings back a lot of memories.
Thanks, Bill. We'll be back with more after these messages.
All right. Back to me, though. Boy, I love it. I love hearing Bill's voice, and the compliment he paid me at the end was worth it. And he couldn't have been better to me, so I really appreciate that.